And are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
It's time again for Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio with the latest news and conversation related to firearms and your Second Amendment rights. Sponsored by Rogers Auto Repair, Arctic RV, Auto Trim Design, and Frontier Outfitters. And now, Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome, listeners. This is Shooter's Corner with Laura Berkowitz, KFAR Radio. Please call in throughout the hour to join us, 458-8255, 458-TALK. What is on your mind about firearms today? It is another great day in Fairbanks. A little snowy. The roads are a little slippery, 19 degrees. And Melissa here at the KFAR Broadcasting Station is running the board for us. Thank you, Melissa. And she keeps the archives up to date for us. So if you miss a program and you don't want to miss this program, it should be accessible in the archives within a day. And I appreciate that, too. Our agenda for today, well, we have two guests for this hour. Today is Cowboy Shooting Day. And no, it's not a national holiday for today. But it is a special hour on Shooter's Corner because we have two guests. Both are knowledgeable about cowboy shooting, and it so happens both help run cowboy shooting programs in Fairbanks. And we have several active cowboy shooting groups in Fairbanks. These enthusiasts, both men and women and youth age shooters, they dress up in cowboy or cowgirl clothing, and they have cowboy or cowgirl names. In fact, sitting next to me are two gentlemen, both looking like they dressed right out of the, 1860s or 1890s or maybe early 1900s. Very well dressed, and I think they rode in from the Wild West, maybe Wild Fairbanks. And I hear they tied their horses out in the parking lot. So let me introduce our cowboy-clad guests. We have Montana Kid Hammer.
Hello.
And Barlow.
Hello.
Okay. Montana Kid Hammer goes by the modern name of Neil Wetherington.
Wow.
And Barlow is known by those who don't know his true cowboy calling as Don Logan. So both Montana Kid Hammer, Neil, and Barlow, Don, have several hours of Shooter's Corner's worth of information to share. So this likely will not be our only cowboy shooting program in the future. Now, a little cowboy birdie told me that Montana Kid Hammer has a solid background in real cowboy history and the guns they used back in the old days. And we've just been sitting here talking, and he's also authored a set of books. So I'm going to turn the program over to these two experts shortly. And while we're talking about the sport of cowboy shooting, feel free to call in and ask your questions. I know many of our listeners are cowboy era and cowboy gun enthusiasts. So all of you, please call in and ask any questions about that era. You have the experts here in the room, guns or people. Now, both Montana Kid Hammer and Barlow provided me with a solid discussion outline for this hour, and I learned there are three organizations that they'll likely talk about. The first is the local and most informal FCS, that's the Fairbanks Cowboy Shootists. And second, there's a more formal but still local Golden Heart Shootist Society. And third, there's the national group SASS, Single Action Shooting Society. And actually, is that international or national?
It is international.
International. And that's the membership organization. So they'll talk about all of those. Now, Montana Kid Hammer, Neil, let me start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your involvement with the various cowboy shooting groups. And you are the current club president, that's the trail boss? Okay.
I am. Thank
you. All right. Okay.
Good morning, Melissa and Lauren. Thank you for having us. And all of you radio listeners out in radio land, thank you. There are the three entities. The Golden Heart Shooters are an affiliated club from the Single Action Shooting Society. And then, of course, we have, we kind of teasingly call them our farm team, although they're not ours, and they're certainly not a farm team. They're their own organization, the Fairbanks Cowboys. And together, we work to bring the sport of cowboy action shooting to the interior. Once upon a time, there were the mounted shooters, but that could be a topic for another time.
Here in Fairbanks, they rode horses.
They rode horses and did their matches in arenas. And so at one time or another, we had the full aspect of that process. Mm-hmm. We're not doing it now, but for a time we had the Wild Bunch is also a spinoff from SAS and is predicated on the movie The Wild Bunch, where you use 1911s, 97 pump shotguns, Winchester 97 pump shotguns, and then either a lever gun from the period or a bolt gun like you would seen in the movie. And we hope to reconstitute that back, but we've got to grow membership to bring that on board. We helped form the club as early as February of 1995, although it would take us about 15 months to finally become affiliated with the state of Alaska and with SAS. And so our birthday is Memorial Day of every year, and we usually do a cake and celebrate such activities. We have an annual calendar that runs from January to December, and hopefully in time we'll get our website back up so that it can be more easily accessible. But we have been doing cowboy action shooting in the state of Alaska longer than some of the states like Montana have been doing, actually. And it's our we have three clubs in the state. One's in Juneau, one's in Anchorage, and then one here. And we have that friendly rivalry of which one happened first, the one in Anchorage or the one in Fairbanks. But actually, I don't think there's hardly a month or two's difference. And they're just like the Southern Club, and we're the Northern Club of the same process. And we're all brothers and sisters as such. Where the men dress very nicely. The women are meanly dressed with their firearms and their killer clothing. And the kids, it's a real family sport.
Yeah.
We've had shooters as young as 8, although generally about 11, 12 is where youngsters come in that can handle the firearms. And also... I guess real quickly, we'll talk a little bit about SAS.
Let me introduce Don or Barlow first, and then
please.
We'll get into that. So, Barlow.
yes, ma'am.
You're a current member of the Golden Heart Shooter Society Board. And
yeah.
You're involved with the TVSA group, too.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about
that. I started out, I was working with you and Landon with the Youth Marksmanship Program back in early 2020, and Landon Hawk is the one that told me about cowboy action shooting at TVSA and got me interested. So I stopped in and watched a match one day early in the winter. And got interested and then decided I'd start shooting. So eventually I got my guns and started showing up for those shoots. When I started helping Youth Marksmanship Program and AIMCOM and stuff, I just basically was interested in supporting any shooting activity in the area and doing what I can. And I got interested in cowboy action shooting. I was doing bullseye shooting at the same time. Mm-hmm. But it just kind of grew from there. I learned more about it. And about a year and a half ago, I joined GHSS and started learning about the club and SAS and following through that way. And I'd been doing the Golden Heart Shooters and the Cowboys were both going out and collaborating and shooting at the Fox Range in the summertime. I started going to those shoots, too. And they shoot center fire. You don't have to shoot center fire. They'll let you shoot rim fire there, too. The Cowboys don't really care one way or the other. And that's how I got involved, and it's kind of rolled from there. I ended up on the board of directors for GHSS, and there's a story behind that, but there I am.
Yeah, so. we'll get to that. We've got like a minute before break, so maybe both of you, starting with Montana Kid Hammer, how did you get your name?
Okay. Once upon a time, long ago and far away, I did a short stint in a county sheriff's department, and I was a string bean kid. Didn't hardly weigh 120 pounds, and I carried this 41 Magnum, and so they called me the Kid Hammer of Hell. And so when I got here, they said, we got to get an alias and stuff. So I said, I'm Kid Hammer of Hell. And they go, well, couldn't you just be like Kid Hammer? And I said, I love it. It's shorter. And they go, where are you from, Kid Hammer? Montana. Oh, so you're the Montana Kid Hammer. a number of years, about 10 years ago, I was colonelized. I got a colonelcy, so I'm kind of Colonel Montana Kid Hammer. But I think I'm more of a popcorn colonel than anything.
You went from longer to shorter back to longer again. It's like, really?
Yeah. The story never ends.
It's amazing.
And Don, can you tell us your story in about 30 seconds?
Well, first of all, I say I'm too lazy to call, to say his full name, so I just call him Kid, and that works. So.
And I'm the worst one they got.
Well, my name is, when I joined, if you join SAS, you need to pick what they call an alias, a cowboy name. And they have a facility on their website where you can plug in the name you want to use, and they'll check it against the registered names, and nobody's using it, you can use it. Well, yeah, and Kid's holding up his example. When I told him how I got my name, he pulled his out before I got mine out. But it comes from the Barlow pocket knife. I'm a pocket knife. Kind of a fan of pocket knives, and that's my favorite pocket knife. So I always have one on me, and so Barlow was just natural. So
And Barlow was Civil War, and later was a knife that was carried by the cowboys of the West.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm gonna have to get one of those.
When we're not historical, we're hysterical. But
let's go to our first break now, and we'll be back around the corner with interesting cowboy things.
Never know when you'll need your Snowway snowplow. Whether it's an early dump or a late season blizzard, when you move a lot of the white stuff around, it just makes sense to keep your plow in top shape. Ready to move whatever Mother Nature dishes out? You can rely on Rogers Auto Repair, your Snowway dealer, to repair and maintain your plow using Snowway factory original parts. Rogers Auto Repair, located on Dale Road near the airport. Call them today at 907-479-6665.
When you think about the blessings of this great country of ours, the list is long. Yet, freedom is chief among them. Freedom to live your life for you and your family. Freedom to keep and bear arms. Freedom to travel without unreasonable restriction. Arctic RV helps their customers exercise their personal freedoms on the road, exploring and camping in beautiful Alaska. Although Arctic RV is closed for the season, they will reopen Monday, April 4th. Arctic RV, rough it in style. See you this spring.
Hey, Interior Alaska, it's Steve at Auto Trim Design, and I've got more amazing savings to pass on to you. Our most popular CompuStar remote starts with Drone Mobile are all $100 off. While stock lasts, you can get a CompuStar remote start with Drone Mobile and start your vehicle from anywhere you have cell data service or with your new remote. What a perfect upgrade for here in Alaska. So make your appointment today at Auto Trim Design to save $100. And as Ben says,
we will be here when the other guys are gone.
KFAR weather.
A winter weather advisory continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Overcast today with snow showers likely. High of 21, winds out of the northeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, lows around 2 below. Chance for snow tomorrow, 17. About an inch of snow today. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 a.m. and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
And now, back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Streaming live at KFARradio.com.
This is Shooter's Corner with Laura Berkowitz, KFAR Radio. Please call in 458-8255, 458-TALK. What's on your mind about firearms or cowboy shooting today? I have with me Neil Wetherington, Montana Kid Hammer, and Don Logan, who is Barlow, and on break, they were out, watering their horses, and the guard over at the bus station was giving them strange looks.
Got to drain them this time of year.
Yeah.
I'm not
sweeping
it up.
They're just shocked to see the horses down here instead of buses.
Yeah. So let me ask both of you, what exactly is cowboy shooting?
Cowboy action shooting is, you know, basically it's like an IPSC or a multi-gun sport, but done with the guns of the latter 19th century. And normally what is done, it's a competitive sport. It's a fantasy role modeling, so you're not really living history, although you can model yourself in that direction. But nominally, SAS has a site, SAS Net KFAR.com, and you can go there and find their shooter's handbook, and that will really help you begin to decide whether you want to be in it or out of it, and then how to dress for it, how to get firearms. Mm-hmm. But it's a time competition where you have two pistols, a rifle, and a shotgun. You may not use all of them in any one given stage, or you may use all of them. And basically what you do is you go to the line when you start shooting. Your raw time is that time it took you to fire the course. Then if you missed a target, that's a five-second penalty, so you go up 5 seconds. If you a procedural is where you were supposed to do something during the stage and you did it wrong or forgot, you can only get one of those. It's a 10-second penalty. And for that stage, you have your time. You will do 4 more of them, and that your aggregate builds your match time. And there are different classifications that you can be in, like B Western, Classic Cowboy. And the Classic Cowboy is a costuming. Then there's traditional. Barlow, would you give us, walk us through a scenario, a match scenario?
All right. Well, okay. So let's say typically what you do is you'll have the person running the line is called the timer operator. He runs the timer and starts the stage off. The stage of fire is built. You'll usually have an unloading table, a loading table, and then you'll have a number of stations where you step to the line to fire. Typically, the timer operator will describe the stage, the number of rounds required in each one of the firearms, the order of fire. Either you start with the pistol, you start with a shotgun. Mm-hmm. The pistol targets usually are dedicated to either one or two revolvers. The rifle targets are usually farther downrange, obviously because it's a rifle. The shotgun targets are closer in. Typically, the shotgun targets must fall down. You have to just hit the targets with the rifle and the pistol. They're outdoors. It's metallic targets, so you can hear them ring. You can't always see the shot hit because folks like Montana Kid Hammer that shoot black powder frequently, after a few rounds go downrange, you can't see the targets. I don't know how they hit them.
Use the force.
So the timer operator will say, next shooter of the line, you'll take up your firearms and stage them as described in the stage. Sometimes you're standing typically with the rifle. You may be at low ready, you may be at the shoulder, it may be on the bench, might be on a hobby horse type of a horse or something like that. Different scenarios come out different ways, but basically you'll start with whichever firearm they tell you to start with. The timer operator will typically, the way we're doing it, will have a starting line. And typically, here's an example we've used in youth shooting, we use frequently in cowboy shooting, or the Fairbanks Cowboys and Golden Heart, is a line from Josie Wales. There's a scene where Josie Wales comes around the corner and runs into three troopers. And one of them says, "It's Josie Wales." Well, Clint Eastwood, playing Josie Wales, drops his packages and replies, "You gonna pull them pistols or whistle Dixie?"
And that tells the timer operator you're ready to go.
Yeah.
So the timer goes off. You shoot the first stage with whichever firearm you start with, and then you move to the next one. And typically the shotgun would probably be last, but it doesn't have to be. Okay. That's a stage, a fire. And your raw time for that stage, excluding penalties or misses, gets added to the next stage, and eventually at the end of the match, all those times get added together. That's your score for the stage, for the match. And so every one of those stages is usually a typical different scenario, different lines. And so the game is that, well, how fast can you shoot and not miss? The targets are large. They're close in. If you walked up to that, just being a normal shooter, and looked at it, you'd say, how could you miss? There's no way you're going to miss. This is easy. Well, then you find out that when you get into the game, everybody has a speed limit. And I usually find mine pretty quickly. I have yet to shoot a clean match.
That's interesting. And now, you're a very good shooter.
Now, we've talked about categories. And so at the end of a match, he and I could have the same time, aggregate of time. He could be a first place in his category, and I could be a fifth place in my category. We shoot two-handed. Then we have a classification called duelist, where you shoot a pistol with one hand.
Oh.
Or if you and double duelist is a part of that same category, where I shoot left pistol with left hand, right pistol with right hand, or I can border shift guns from leather. Now, in Fairbanks Cowboys, they can start from a table if they don't wear leather. They can start with their handgun staged, and they can also stage them back and move on. Mm-hmm. Most of us in SAS, we wear our gun leather, so what comes out returns back to gun leather unless the stage says, you know, leave it behind or, you know, stage them out. So in a year's time, you could actually never shoot the same scenario twice. Huh. There are so many of them, and often borrowed from movies. So run home, watch all your favorite westerns.
Yep.
And so, like you said, when you get a Clint Eastwood line, you go, I know. And what these lines do, they do two things. They tell the timer operator that the shooter is ready to go. Plus, in our mind, we play the movie in our mind, and that brings our focus in.
Oh.
Now, yep. Not necessarily that we won't miss. But
tell me about
it. Let me just ask you something that came up. First, I got two questions. One, a defined border ship, that term came up a long time ago when I was talking to a gentleman. The listener called me and gave me the definition. I don't think I ever told our listeners. So border shift. And then the other issue is, where do these stages come from? Do you dream them up, or like you said, from movies, or is there a special the international organization, or are there prescribed, like with USPSA, prescribed match scenarios?
And I get to say yes. We create our own, and sometimes that's predicated where your range is and what you have for depth and all, and where some scenarios would not work, play out very well. You create them. Oftentimes we'll go outside to matches. We'll come home with their match booklets, and we use them. So there's really no set authority.
Okay.
It's just that when you run them under the design of the SAS handbook, so everybody knows what needs to be done. Now, border shift is, especially if you're wearing two firearms and you're a dominant hand shooter, you pull your right-hand gun nominally, you'll fire it, you'll put it away into leather, you'll pull your left gun in border shift, you run it to from your left hand, from your non-dominant hand to your dominant hand, shoot it through, you run it back, and put it back in leather.
Yep.
And normally that comes from, if you're a dominant right eye shooter, you want to always shoot with your strongest eye. Now, I'm kid, I slaughter the Queen's English, I break all the kind rules, so I'm dominant right eye and I'm dominant left hand, so I'm already confused. But so what I do is I shoot a double duelist. I make my poor bad eye, you know, and I make my good eye with my bad hand, you know. And everybody goes, if you practice more with the same guns, you'd be really proficient. And I said, what's the fun of that? So it's really, you have safety rules that you have, but how you shoot your way through the West is on you. And the girls are really good in this.
I think
yes,
that's what
are.
Made the Wild West the West. It's whatever goes, man. It's whatever goes.
Well, you know, you work with what you got. And you forget that they didn't have all this modern technology back in the day. That what they had was modern technology. That's what they were learning to use.
Yeah. You're shooting black powder like I do. My dad one day said, boy, I wouldn't like those because you got to clean them up and everything. I said, I know, Dad, but I said, in the day, the 1851 Navy was the best thing they had. Nobody was complaining, not even the dead people.
That's great.
So you're getting a sense of it. There are shooting categories. In the SAS rulebook, there's shooting categories. There's costuming categories. They mix together. They split apart. There's styles of shooting, like Kid mentioned, duelist and double duelist, gunfighter. That just describes the way that you shoot your firearms and actually defines the firearm and the caliber that you can use in many cases. So,
and
I have a quick question. Yeah. Okay, so you said there's a costume category. Now, looking at you guys, do you make those costumes? Did you have to make them? Did you buy them? Like, I'm actually genuinely curious and asking for a friend.
I made the money that I used to buy them with, so I guess you could say I made them.
Again, I get to say yes.
Yes.
We do make some of our own stuff. And what I recommend is if you've got people who can make gun leather for you, have them make
definitely.
It. We had a gal for about 3 years in the club. She made clothing. I bought cloth. I took patterns. And my clothing was tailor fit.
Nice.
Most of us now, we end up, when we go outside, we buy it or we order it in. Now, like, I don't hang out with those darned cowboys. I'm a gun for hire. I work for the man of the ranch. I don't push cows. And the reason I say that, we've had a guy that was the undertaker. He always had the top hat in black. His gun cart was a coffin. You'd open it up, and his guns were in there. Some of the gals shoot in slacks and all, but a lot of times they come out dressed to the nines, with their crinoline and all, which is kind of tough to some degree when you've got a big bell skirt.
Again,
you create your own character. That's why we're fantasy role models. So you create your character and then you dress your character. Then you can borrow on these different categories for whether you're a purist. Like a classic cowboy has 10 items that they have to wear at least six of in order to compete legally. If they're missing any one of those, they're DQ'd. Their scores are DQ'd.
So how do the ladies, what do they have, holsters on those big vessels?
Right over the dress sometimes.
We're going to go to our half-hour break, and we will be back right around the corner.
KFAR, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, the heartbeat of Alaska.
I'm Steve Rappaport. Consumer inflation in the U.S. surging to its highest level in 40 years.
The consumer price index was up 7.9% compared to a year ago. And this did not include any oil and gas price increase that happened in late February after Russia's invasion into Ukraine. Since then, gas prices have gone up over 60 cents a gallon.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the Biden administration believes the spike is only temporary.
There is also no question that inflation may be higher for the next few months than it would have been without President Putin and Russia's further invasion into Ukraine, particularly due to higher energy prices.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The TSA extending the mask mandate for airplanes and public transportation to April 18th. The mandate was due to expire March 18th. A U.S. official saying the CDC is developing a revised policy framework for masking up on transit systems. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports Alaskans would receive an estimated $2,500 from the permanent fund dividend plus an energy relief check under a proposal by the House Committee. The 2022 payments would be for a $1,200 PFD and a one-time $1,300 energy relief check to help out with the high costs for gasoline, heating oil, and other basic costs. House Finance Committee members are waiting for the Alaska Revenue Department to release its spring forecast before moving their plan out to committee. That forecast is expected next week. Authorities are investigating a natural gas leak at a ConocoPhillips Alaska oil drill site on the North Slope. The leak was detected last Friday, and the company acted on Monday to relocate non-essential personnel from the area because of what was described as a subsurface gas release at the drill site. The company says there were no reports of injuries or environmental impact to tundra or wildlife. No natural gas has been detected outside the drilling pad, and a special assistant of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission says the commission is monitoring the situation and that the matter is under investigation.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Ice fishing is great winter fun if you're prepared. Before you make your fishing hole in the ice, make Frontier Outfit is your first stop for everything you need. Rods to tackle to ice augers. At Frontier Outfitters, you'll also find the right winter clothing. Not to mention your license, guns, ammo, and a wide variety of snowshoes. ATV and snow machine accessories are just downstairs in Century Hardware. Your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you. It begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Hey, it's Steve from Auto Trim Design. We take care of our family and we're looking to add one more to the team. We currently have an opening for a hard parts installer. Duties include installing running boards, moose lights, and similar. Applicants are required to have their own basic set of tools. We offer medical, dental, and retirement program and provide on-the-job training as well. If you're a vehicle enthusiast, you can't go wrong with joining the Auto Trim Design family. Apply in person at Auto Trim Design, 2550 South Cushman.
And now,
Back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Streaming live at KFARradio.com.
This is Shooter's Corner with Laura Berkowitz, KFAR Radio. Please call in at 458-8255, 458-TALK, and let us know what's on your mind about firearms today or cowboy shooting, because today in the studio I have Neil Wetherington, whose name really is Montana Kid Hammer, and Don Logan, who is really Barlow.
And, you remember. Good.
Yeah. No, I remembered. I wish their real personalities are the cowboy personalities. And before, I've got a whole bunch of questions here, but before I ask the next one, you've got a magazine, what is it, Guns of the Wild West.
Yeah, Guns
and there's
of the
a
West.
Gun on there that you were talking about on break. And can you tell our listeners about what you were saying?
Okay. Pictured here is the Uberti made Smith & Wesson Model 3 1875 Schofield, which is a cartridge, actually, and is a top break gun where you unlock it and it opens up with the barrel, pushing the barrel down, which actually ejects out six or five spent cartridges. One of the things that Hollywood tends to do with their gun supply is most of us would believe that the Colt 1873 Peacemaker, single action army, was the gun of the West. But it shared the stage, and depending on who you talk to, some say that actually the Smith & Wesson break top guns were actually, there were more of them. John Wesley Hardin carried them, Wyatt Earp, the Daltons, they carried. And there were so many guns. I could speak for 30 minutes on just the different guns that make up that. But it is actually the Smith & Wesson Model 3 1875 that is every bit as competitive as the Colt 73 single action.
Real quick, we just had a caller. Caller, if you are listening, sorry, the conversation here is amazing, and I missed you. Please call back. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And there they are.
Oh, great. Okay. Caller, you're on the line.
Hey, Laura.
Yeah.
And friends, this is Ron.
Hi, Ron.
And by the way, good to hear you're still kicking, kid. hadn't seen you in a while. But anyway, one of the things you might want to address, I'm sure that most of your participants are not running over-the-counter full house 45 Colt in their single actions. You might want to talk just a minute about reloading some of that stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, we certainly can. And actually, again, if you go to the Cowboy Action Shooters Handbook, it talks about the fact that velocities, max velocities for handguns can be no more than 1,000 foot per second, in your rifles no more than 1,400 foot per second. Most of us that do our reloading load for about 870, 875, and we run the same 45 Colt ammo or whatever ammo through the same ammo through the same guns. And yes, these guns aren't ready. First of all, Buffalo bore 45 Colts will not fit in any of the Winchester styled lever rifles because the cartridge is too long. So you do want to pay attention to the velocities to keep SAS legal. And yes, these guns, while if you could get Buffalo bore to fit in some of your handguns, they could take it. They would not last long. You would shoot the gun out of health very quickly. So, yes, when you do reloading, a lot of us use the IMR Trail Boss or Hodgson's Trail Boss. It was a powder developed for cowboy action.
Oh.
It loads and such. It looks like little gray Cheerios. It
yep.
keeps you
little
from
Cheerios.
Double charging your cases, which would not be good for the health of your firearm. But there are many other powders. I'm not here to promote Trail Boss, but I use a lot of it because it's easier to load, and it does. It makes it keeps you within SAS velocity limits, and it keeps the sport safe and fun.
Right.
Well, we have another caller.
Okay, caller, you are on. Caller, call back. We've got so much to talk about. And while we're waiting for that caller to call back, let me just ask you, what exactly is SAS, the Single Action Shooting Society?
Okay. It's the parent organization, and it is, in fact, a business. It is not a club. For years, it was a for-profit business. But over time, it's become a nonprofit. But what they do is they basically organize a sport around the globe. And then if your community wants a cowboy action club, they will go online and get an affiliation. And what SAS does that for us is our we in major competitions, we don't give away guns. And probably for you who are major shooters, you know why that's important.
Our caller is back.
Oh, great. Oh, caller, you are on the line.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
The only thing I want to know is who in Fairbanks sells 22 shorts.
Oh. Do any of you have any idea?
The best advice I could give you is most the best chance you've got for 22 short ammunition, if it exists at all, I would say it probably is Alaska Ammo. They tend to carry a larger stock of stuff that's not easy to find anywhere else. That doesn't mean they'd have it, but that's where I'd look first. You might also try maybe Iron and Wood. I'm not sure. But most, if you can find any 22 ammo at all, just let me know, because I can't find it either.
But get yours first before.
I can speak from experience. Alaska Ammo has 22. I've got a 22 250, and been the only place I've been able to find ammo.
Great. Well, okay. Well, make a trip down there, and good luck to you. If you find any, let us know after you buy exactly what you want first.
And you can use some of that to come shoot at cowboy shooting with the Fairbanks Cowboys at TVSA. We got a shoot coming up on the 13th. Okay. Well, happy to see you.
What
if you
gun
find
are,
some.
Yeah, what gun are you going to shoot this out of? Did we lose him?
Yeah,
we lost him. Okay, so we were talking about SAS.
Okay. And, of course, SAS was put together in 1979. Shooters who'd come out of IPSC and other places where, again, it really got cutthroat in the competition where an expensive gun was up for a prize. So, and besides, they had these cowboy guns, and so it became, originally we didn't carry two pistols, a rifle, a shotgun. It could be one pistol, one rifle, one shotgun, but then it began to formalize out, and so it's that became the national and then later international, and then, of course, clubs like the Golden Heart Shooter Society, the Alaska 49ers down in Anchorage, and many other clubs around the country would become clubs, and then certain clubs would take on the divisional classes of state shoots and or regional shoots. Winter Range is done in Phoenix, north of Phoenix at Ben Avery Range, and that's like a semi-finals. Now in Indiana is where End of Trail is done. And that's a major competition. And so over the years, the clubs have grown around the world. I mean, I could tell you about a time that the Russian military sent people to Fort Wainwright. And for a weekend entertainment, we had like one of their Spetsnaz commanders come out. They all fell in love with cowboy action. What really blew them away is that girls had guns, and American girls could shoot up a storm. They did not know this about it. What we sent them back was to go back to Russia to form their own SAS organizations, and I'm not sure that they ever did.
Well, I'm going to ask, where else in the world do they shoot cowboy? I mean, I could see, like, in South America, there's some cattle and cowboy type, but where else internationally?
I can chip in on just some. I don't know where, but I can tell you that this is from the SAS information. Is right now there's 97,000 members worldwide in 50 states and 18 foreign countries.
Interesting.
There are 700 affiliated clubs.
Yeah. France, some of the Eastern Bloc nations, as we used to address them. In fact, a small glass Fritz was a. Mechanic for Lufthansa. He came to Fairbanks from Frankfurt to put an engine on an airplane. And while he was here waiting for the engine to arrive, he looked in the SAS Chronicle, that's the SAS newspaper, found our club, called us, asked if we could do a shoot with him, and we've done. We've had shooters from New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and other foreign countries like Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Texas.
That's great.
Very foreign.
Yes.
And what they got a kick out of is we said, have you ever shot at midnight? You can't shoot at midnight. It's dark out. Not where we shoot. So we have people actually come to our solstice shoots to actually shoot under the midnight sun at midnight. Yeah. We all stop, take a photo of us. I take this photo around the country, and I say, take a look at this picture. What time of day do you think it is? And they look, and it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe 4. I said, no, it's actually midnight. And that look on their face, it dawns on them that we can. But they go, you guys can shoot at night? All night if we have enough ammo.
Yeah. You know, we've got like maybe a minute. Should we go to break now?
Let's go to break.
Oh, we'll go to break. Cool. Okay.
You never know when you'll need your Snowway snowplow. Whether it's an early dump or a late season blizzard, when you move a lot of the white stuff around, it just makes sense to keep your plow in top shape. Ready to move whatever Mother Nature dishes out? You can rely on Rogers Auto Repair, your Snowway dealer, to repair and maintain your plow using Snowway factory original parts. Rogers Auto Repair, located on Dale Road near the airport. Call them today at 907-479-6665.
When you think about the blessings of this great country of ours, the list is long. Yet, freedom is chief among them. Freedom to live your life for you and your family. Freedom to keep and bear arms. Freedom to travel without unreasonable restriction. Arctic RV helps their customers exercise their personal freedoms on the road, exploring and camping in beautiful Alaska. Although Arctic RV is closed for the season, they will reopen Monday, April 4th. Arctic RV, rough it in style. See you this spring.
Hey, Interior Alaska, it's Steve at Auto Trim Design, and I've got more amazing savings to pass on to you. Our most popular CompuStar remote starts with Drone Mobile are all $100 off. While stock lasts, you can get a CompuStar remote start with Drone Mobile and start your vehicle from anywhere you have cell data service or with your new remote. What a perfect upgrade for here in Alaska. So make your appointment today at Auto Trim Design to save $100. And as Ben says,
we will be here when the other guys are gone.
KFAR weather.
A winter weather advisory continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Overcast today with snow showers likely. High of 21. Winds out of the northeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight. Lows around 2 below. Chance for snow tomorrow 17. About an inch of snow today. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 a.m. and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently it's 19 degrees.
And now, back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Streaming live at KFARradio.com.
This is Shooter's Corner with Laura Berkowitz, KFAR Radio. Please call in at 458-8255, 458-TALK. What is on your mind about firearms today or cowboy shooting? I have Neil Weatherington, Montana Kid Hammer, in the studio along with Don Logan Barlow. And we're talking about cowboy shooting, and I will tell you, folks, there is so much information here and so much fun to be had talking about it. We're not going to finish today, so these gentlemen are going to be back again in the future. But what I want to do in the next 15 minutes is we're going to talk about the Golden Heart Shootist Society, and then we're going to talk about the Fairbanks Cowboy Shootists, and then Neil and Don will give information how you can get a hold of them. But before we start that, Melissa, you know, we women like to buy clothes. And so Melissa was looking at what's allowed and what's not allowed in the rule book. And Melissa just read a few things that are not allowed for women to wear when they shoot.
Oh, it's not just women. This is men as well.
Everybody. Yeah,
it's everybody. Okay. The outlawed items for this. And I love this. I really do. Well, the basics, no short sleeve shirts, no short sleeve t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, things like that. You can't. The one that caught my eye, no designer jeans allowed. Get those things off your body. Go get some good Levi's. Some good, you know, Ariat, something that's good and solid, a good cowboy jean.
Lawmaker.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or, and then my most favorite is None of this modern cowboy hat stuff. Stop it. Those are not hats. Get yourself a Stetson. Stetsons, man. That's what you want. It's just, I really like this.
Save your dimes and nickels for a Stetson.
There you go. Say, those are like $5,000. So.
Actually, short sleeve shirts are legal for the women because they would.
That's
but
true.
For the
right.
boys, no short sleeve.
I like how it specified, though, T-shirt. Yeah. Like, it's not allowed to be a T-shirt. Yep. Like, it's got to be... You know,
yeah.
I love that.
Yep. No athletic shoes. Yeah. Got to have boots.
Yep. Yep.
Now, let me say real quickly, that's a single action shooting requirement.
Yep.
Now in Fairbanks Cowboys.
It's less than four.
We pretty much wear what you got.
Yeah.
We're just,
Yeah, okay. So less little informal. So, Neil, talk about GHSS for just maybe a few minutes, and then Don, and then we'll give all the contact information.
Okay. Okay. Golden Heart Shooter Society came online to SAS officially in May of 1996. And so we've been around that long shooting. We started out the police range, eventually found property up at Chattanooga, up at F.E. Gold Camp, where our range was for about 25 years till our lease expired there. And now we're back at the Fox Range in the summertime. And we're primarily the Golden Heart Shooters are a summertime shooting entity at present, where we shoot our two pistols rifle and shotgun. We've done things like ringing the bell for the Salvation Army at Christmas time. We did that every year since 1997, with the exception of 2020. We've also done different fundraisers for the community, like Food Bank and Meals on Wheels. We are presently working to perhaps do what we call the Summer Christmas Party with Seekins Ford. That's still in the work, and we'll announce that when it comes. And it's just basically a get-together and eat and greet and meet, and maybe even the dealership may have trucks on. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe they'll give us a truck. That'd be great.
Nudge.
And you will need one of those for all the stuff you're going to have in cowboy action.
Ralph!
The interesting thing is that... This sport is so much fun that if you only do it for 20 years, you've probably only done half of it. So much more to it. We meet every month of the year except for December with a general membership meeting that is nominally the last Thursday of every month, with the exception of November because of Thanksgiving. We do it the third Thursday of the month, and then in December we do a Christmas party, which is really fun to attend because the guys bring their best clothing and the girls bring their best guns and show them off. And then we have a schedule, a calendars, and I'll give you some contact information in a bit. But primarily we're the SAS affiliated cowboy action shooting organization, as it works. And at this point, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Barlow about the Fairbanks Cowboy Shooter.
Yeah, and that's a good contrast because basically Fairbanks Cowboys started as just an informal group of folks that wanted to do cowboy action style shooting. But the hang here in this part of the country and of the world, actually, is that 9 months out of the year, it's too cold out there to be shooting practically, although I'm sure Kid can tell you stories about how they have done shooting in the winter and paid for it. Yeah, so they wanted to see if there was any interest in doing some indoor shooting. They started over at TVSA, I think, in the sometime around 2017, I think, in the spring, maybe in the fall, just doing some test shoots. They started shooting center fire on paper plates. Of course, you shoot center fire on steel outdoors. Eventually, they decided that it would be more sensible to shoot reactive plastic targets indoors using .22 rimfire to save money. And
Barlow, let me jump in here real
quick. Certainly, go ahead.
When we do shoot center fire, it's got to be lead ammunition, not jacketed ammunition, because lead comes apart on the steel. You shoot jacketed ammunition, get the jacket back. And I speak from experience.
Oh, okay.
A shooter who didn't somehow was not checked. He fired 44 Magnum rounds, and I got shot in the head. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's a good point. It's plain lead ammunition, and there's a power factor involved there, too, also for that reason, to control some of that. But anyway, the folks that formed Fairbanks Cowboys, the principals, to my understanding, it was Larry Hannison, also known as Big, who's our current vice president of GHSS. Yeah. Also, Mark Hibma, also known as Ranger McChilly, a member of GHSS. A lot of key information assistance from Jay Giesen.
Yeah.
They started doing some test shoots and saw that the interest was building, so they began to schedule and hold regular shooting matches. So long about early winter 2020, I started working with you and Landon in the youth marksmanship program. Landon was telling me about this. I showed up and watched a match and decided I want to participate. Went out and bought some guns. They just released Ruger. It just come out with the Wrangler pistol, was cheap enough to buy, so I put my toes in the water and bought a pair of those and bought myself a Henry 22 rifle and started going to the matches, and it grew from there. So they are an informal group. They follow SAS rules as a guideline, but not strictly. They don't have strict costuming rules. There's no category. You can come and dress as you like. They prefer you to have a pair of 22 revolvers, 1873 style, repros, whatever, Wranglers, Heritages. Those are the typical ones you'll see. But some people, Jay typically will bring his Colts. He's got some people have nice guns. Some people have.
I have Rugers.
Yes.
Ruger single sixes.
Single sixes are popular. But you don't have to follow the costume rules. They're not a formal club. There's no membership dues. You just show up and pay the range fee, which is $15 currently, to shoot the match. That's all that's required. So, also 100 rounds of ammunition. We typically shoot 5 stages, sometimes 6.
Okay.
So, if anyone wanted to come and participate, all you have to do is show up and either watch the match, or we have always have extra guns. We're happy to loan and share guns with people. If they don't have anything, they can borrow something and shoot the stage and see how they like it. So that's pretty much how they run their shoots.
Yeah.
They collaborate frequently with Golden Heart. We mix and match, and typically outdoors in the summertime, we'll all shoot together on the same range, shoot the same stages, et cetera. It depends who shows up and how we want to shoot.
And with Fairbanks Cowboys, usually we ask you to bring some ammunition and your favorite eye protection and hearing protection. It's about all we really ask. But if you don't have the ammo, come anyway.
Yes.
We'll get you going.
Right. So we the Cowboys kind of like it. We're a good way, if you're interested in this style of shooting, it's a good way to see how it goes. The matches are staged the same way. We don't shoot shotguns indoors. We shoot rim fire. We are working on occasionally having rim fire, including center fire shoots along with rim fires. We're still working out the details on that, but that's basically it. You can come. You don't have to dress up. You can borrow a gun. If you have ammo, great, bring it. Happy to have you. The next shoot's going to be this Sunday, the 13th. Registration at 1. Shooting starts at 2, so we'd happy to have anybody come in if they're interested in it. We'll answer questions. We'll walk you through how to use the firearms. There is a safety requirement. Safety is paramount, regardless of who you shoot with.
Now, this is at TVSA.
At TVSA.
TVSA. Okay.
Which is the Tananaw Valley Sportsman Association.
Yeah. And, folks, if you want to come and you've got kids, you think 11 years old or so, 11, 12 years old, bring them. Let them watch. Maybe they want to get involved. Before we give out the contact information, I was kind of curious here. If you have a parent who's got the 2 revolvers and 2 holsters, then can they loan those to the kids so the kids can do their matches and then give them back? So a family
absolutely
doesn't have to buy
certainly
and spend a lot of money to do this?
And the first time that gals come or kids come, they shoot free.
Oh,
yeah!
I'm
sharing, even in our big caliber sport, sharing guns and gun leather and stuff. Don't share clothes. Keep your clothes on.
Okay, give some contact information. And listeners, I will be sure and let you know on this program when their events are on their calendar over programs in the future. But give out contacts for both of you, Don and Neil.
If you have any questions about either of the clubs or Cowboy Action Shooting, you can contact me at 907-378-7788 or email dl7081@outlook.com.
Okay, give that again.
That's 907-378-7788 or dl7081@outlook.com.
Okay, and that's Don, and he'll give your contact.
Okay. My number is 907-978 2296, and my email address is, surprisingly enough, MontanaKidHammer@yahoo.com, all lowercase. And I know for a fact I've got cards on file over at Iron and Wood. I'll go back over to Sportsman's Warehouse and all. And like I said, I'm presently the trail boss or president, and we'd love to hear from you. But better yet, show up at our shoots, and you'll have as much fun as you can standing up with your clothes on. We promise you.
Oh, and folks, go to, it's the SASS Single Action Shooting Society website, and you can download their handbook, and that will give you, right, the structure of the programs. And what else do we, we've got another minute. Anything
else? About 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay. What are these badges you guys are wearing?
Okay, this is our Golden Heart Shooters badge,
okay.
And we, and actually when you become a member of SAS, you get a SAS badge as well.
Okay.
We kind of like our stinking badges. And again, other clubs have them as well, and that would distinguish you from other clubs in Alaska.
And you're the sheriff, Don? Or
this is the SAS badge.
Oh, that's the SAS
badge.
It has
your SAS, you get a registration number when you register with SAS, so it has a number on it.
Okay. Any last comments?
Well, I'm 6476. I've been around a few years.
I'd like to say yeehaw and thank you, ma'am, for having us on. We enjoyed it.
I thank both of you, Don and Neil. This has just been a great program, and we'll have you on again.
To listen back to this or past episodes of Shooter's Corner, go to KFARradio.com and click on the archives page. For more Shooter's Corner on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.